a B&B creative production. Left on Dead. The Message.
No, my car freaking blew up. I don't know what else to do. I want to call the cops. I know, but what other options do I have? I really hope so. Maybe he thought I was in the car, or either way, hopefully he's done with me. You too. Bye, Dad. Why? Why is this happening? I've got to go to work. Maybe it'll get things off my mind. What the? Now he's leaving notes?
Hey, Nick. I hope you had a good time yesterday. I really appreciate you delivering that package for me. But if you thought we were done, you are dead wrong. I have many more fun adventures planned for us. And as for the note in your hand, do not open it. That is for someone else's eyes only. And you are going to hand deliver it to him.
So what if I read it first? What does that matter?
Stay in your lane, kid. I give orders. You take them. It's as simple as that.
Son of a... Okay. Where do I take the note? And what do I have to do to get out of this?
Ah, man. We're just getting started. Go to the little diner on 8th and Bleecker across the street from that barbershop you are so familiar with. I'll send you more information when you get there. And as far as getting out of our little arrangement, you still have a lot to pay for before you are off the hook.
Pay for? What the hell did I do to deserve this?
You are just too good at your job, I guess.
All right. There's the diner, right across from the barbershop. Why are you so obsessed with this barbershop?
Stop and do what you are told. In the diner, now. No more questions.
Ugh!
Hey, I'm Taylor. What can I get you?
Just a cup of black coffee for now.
Coming right up.
Do you have the note?
It's in my car. You never said to bring it here. What am I supposed to do now? I'm skipping work to be your messenger boy.
Work will wait. I won't. Go to your car, get the note, and take it inside.
Ugh.
Don't you want your coffee, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'll be right back. I just forgot something in my rental car.
Great. After you get your black coffee, tell your waitress you have a delivery for Randy.
How the F does he know what I ordered? Are you in here, Apollo? Sorry, my bad.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks for the coffee. I actually have something for Randy. Is he here?
Sorry, Randy's off today. Hold on a second, and I'll see if I can figure out where he went.
Oh, great. Just what I need. Another wrinkle in this mess of a day.
He's at home, and I'm not allowed to give you his address. Sorry.
I understand. Thanks anyway. He's not here, and they won't tell me where he lives.
That's a you problem, not a me problem. Find his address and deliver the note. If you don't, well, you know what happened to your pretty little car yesterday.
And just how am I going to find out where he lives?
You're a smart and resourceful guy. I'm sure you'll figure it out.
Dang it. Ma'am, are you sure there's no way you can help me find him?
I can't do that. I could lose my job. But if you stick around long enough, he may stop by. His check's waiting in the back.
Thanks anyway. His check. That probably has his address on it. Can I get this coffee to go?
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
All right. There has to be a staff entrance around here somewhere. It's probably around the back. There it is. But of course, the cook is having a smoke. Hey, man, what's up?
Finally getting a break. It's 1,000 degrees in that kitchen.
Yeah, we were swamped in there yesterday.
Wait, you work here?
Yep, just here to pick up my check. Now what? Where would the checks be?
Tick, tick, tick.
Ah, cute. There, the office. Shoot, the secretary's having lunch right in front of the table with the checks on it.
I've got this one.
It's about time Apollo did something.
Jerry's Diner, this is Karen. How can I help you? Yes? What? No. I've got to go. My daughter's been in an accident.
Checks. Andy, Debbie, Deborah, Deb. That has to be confusing. Here it is. Randy. 816 Possum Kingdom Road. Got it.
What are you doing here?
Nothing. What about your daughter?
She is just fine. Did you make that prank call? And what are you doing here?
Just looking for my check.
You don't work here.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, check must have been less than he expected.
I'm at Randy's house. Do I just leave the note on the porch, or do I have to hand it to him?
You'd better pray to God he's home. And if he is, hand him the note and see what he says after he reads it. Then report that back to me.
And then this is all over.
One step closer, my friend.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, who is it?
I have a delivery from Apollo.
Who on earth are you?
That's not important. I was just told to bring you this note. So if you don't mind to read it, tell me what you want me to report back to Apollo. That would be great.
Well. This is not at all what I expected.
What do you mean? What are you doing? Stop! I was just supposed to get a message and take it back to Apollo.
This is the message.
The hospital. How did I get here? The last thing I remember... Randy. My face hurts. My arm is, broken. Everything hurts. Hopefully this means it's over.
Oh, don't talk like that. You'll be up on your feet in no time.
So I'm gonna be okay?
Nothing a few weeks of rest and some physical therapy won't fix.
Do you know where my phone is? I'm sure I've missed a lot of messages.
Actually, no phone came in with you. It must have gotten lost during your accident.
Accident?
Oh no, I'm sure your memory will come back, but you were found in a car that was wrapped around a tree. A rental car, I think.
What? That doesn't sound right. The last thing I remember...
Shh. That doesn't matter right now. You're here, you're safe, and we, are going to take great care of you.
Well, I guess I'm free from those terrifying text messages for a while. What was your name again, nurse?
You can call me Cindy.
This has been a B&B Creative Production. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.